You're listening to the Daily Bible Lesson, and I'm Brother Don. Today is the 26th day of studying Revelation, and our focus is Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. We're using the Passion Translation. After 3.5 chapters of mayhem and disaster, a seventh angel brings us back to worship. What a welcome change! We enter heaven again through the porthole with the help of the Holy Spirit, and a loud voice speaks, "The kingdom of the world is now the kingdom of God and His anointed one, Jesus. He will reign for an eternity of eternities." As we've seen before, the 24 elders arise from their thrones to fall face down before God in deep worship. We too must join them, saying, "We give thanks to the Lord God Almighty. You are, you were, and you are, because of your great limitless power. You now reign. When the nations became angry, you determined the time for judging the dead had arrived. It is also time to reward those who serve you, as well as the prophets, the holy ones, and everyone that reverences your name, both the great and the small. The time has arrived to destroy those who corrupt the earth." At that point, we see the heavenly temple of God open, and inside is the Ark of the Covenant that has been sought for so long. Surrounded by flashes of lightning and many voices roaring, thunderclaps, an earthquake, and a hailstorm, God invites us to worship. He is there. He is still in control. And things are about to change, but not quite yet. In my imagination, I said, "Can I ask something?" And many heads turned toward me. John nudged me and whispered, "Do you want to ruin this vision?" All were silent as Jesus made his way to me. He asked, "Brother Don, what's bothering you, my son?" I was in tears. I answered, "My Lord and my Savior, I'm puzzled that we've been saying the kingdom of the world is now your kingdom, but I know there are still several chapters before that takes place." He smiled and nodded. "And what else were you thinking?" I responded, "My precious Lord, we also said that the time for judging the dead had arrived, and it's time to reward everyone who serves you and reverences you, and it's time to destroy those who corrupt the earth." I stopped. And he looked at me with another smile. "What chapter are we in?" 11, I told him. "And what chapter is next?" 12. "And what did you learn about chapter 12 when we studied it?" "Well, I learned that you can think about past, present, and future all at the same time." "Yes, Brother Don, you have that right. And I wanted your listeners to have an example of that so they would recall what we studied in chapter 12. And not be upset when you skip it." And I said, "I am grateful, Lord, but I can hardly wait until all these things happen." "Do you want the mind of Christ?" he asked. "Yes, of course, you know I do." And he told me, "Since you know what will happen, then think of them as already being history." "But the elders, the beasts, and all the others," I began, and Jesus told me, "They already have the mind of Christ. They think of these things as already having happened. Someday, you'll have the mind of Christ as well." And I thought a lot about that. This has been the Daily Bible Lesson with Brother Don. Jesus says, "Don't keep secret the prophetic words of this book, for the time is near." Revelation 22, verse 10.